And in Isaiah chapter 43, we read this last time, but in verse 18 it says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And my subject last week is the same this week. Be willing to move on. Be willing to move on. Hallelujah. And that's a problem sometimes with folk. They're not willing to move on for whatever reason. Sometimes folk don't want to move on simply out of fear. They don't know what's going to happen around the next corner. But if you got God with you, you're going to be absolutely all right. Yeah, amen. If God is with you, you're all right. So praise God. So let me move on. First thing he said, he said, don't remember the former things or ponder or give thought through concerning former things. And a lot of times that's hurts and disappointments from the past. And sometimes if you've had a failure, if you failed, you're afraid to try again. You're afraid to move forward the second time. And sometimes it's just simple hurts, personal hurts. People have hurt you. You know, I hear this so often. I hear it too much. Matter of fact, I wish I never heard it at all, and I wish I'd never hear it again. But you hear this. People will tell you sometime, and I've talked to many people that's told me, you know, and they say, you know what, I'll never go to church again. I'll never go to church again because I've been hurt in church. I've been hurt in church. Well, you know, I'm not saying you weren't hurt in church. I'm not saying someone didn't hurt you or someone didn't offend you, but what's that got to do with you and God? What does that have to do with you and God? God is never going to hurt you. God will never hurt you. He'll never hurt you. Amen. So don't blame God and don't blame every other church member simply because one person hurt you or two people hurt you. In other words, don't quit. Don't quit on God. Got to keep moving. Hallelujah. And simply because we live in the world, matter of fact, Jesus said that in the world we would have trials, we would have tribulation, didn't he? Yeah. I said, didn't he? Yeah. So he already told us, you know, some of these things are going to happen simply because people are people. Right. It doesn't matter what state you go to, what city you go to, people are still people. If you go overseas, people are still people. Somebody's going to say something. Somebody's going to do something that hurt your feelings. Hallelujah. We've been talking about this. You got to learn to cast your care. Cast your care. Cast it where? On God. Give it to Him. Amen. And you can't move on anyway, not effectively, until you give it to God. Hallelujah. And then I told you that sometimes there are things that we need to turn loose. We don't necessarily want to, but we need to turn them loose. Even some things that seem good is not necessarily good. But we need to go ahead and turn them loose because they are a hindrance. They're a hindrance to us spiritually. You understand what I'm saying? Don't allow anything to hinder your spiritual progress. Let me say that again, just in case some folks didn't hear me. Don't allow anything or anyone to hinder you spiritually. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we talked about the fact sometimes looking back can be destructive. We talked about Lot's wife. We won't go back over there. But I think if you know anything about Lot's wife, she became a pillar of salt simply because she disobeyed. She, for whatever reason, curiosity, loving what she was about to leave or whatever, was not a good move on her part. Hallelujah. Now, I like what God said in Isaiah 43 and 18 and 19. He said, I'll do a new thing. I'll do a new thing. I'll do a new thing. Well, what is a new thing? A new thing is something that we hadn't experienced before. A new thing is God taking us to a place we hadn't been before. And God wants to do that. Amen? God wants to do that. But that happens. Now, you got to grab hold of this. That happens to people who will trust God, who will believe God. It happens to people who will step out in faith, knowing that they heard God, and they'll step out in faith, believing God. Hallelujah. So we must be willing to work with God as He leads us. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, that we are laborers together with Him. Another way of saying it, we are fellow workers with Him. Amen. We work with Him. We can't do this by ourselves. We can't live this life by ourselves. We can't please God by ourselves and on our own. We got to have His help. We work together. That's the reason Jesus, when He prayed for us, He said in John 17, He said, Father, I don't pray that You take them out of the world, but that You keep them from the evil or the evil one. He said, Father, I'm not praying that You take them out of the world, because once we leave this earth, there's nothing else we can do for God in the earth. Amen. So that's the reason we're laborers together with Him. We're in the earth. We are ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Himself said that He was going away, but He told us that we would do greater works than He did. And He's referring to the church. Referring to the church. We can cover the earth with the gospel. Jesus could only be in one place at a time in His earth body when He was here. But through the church, we can do even greater works than Jesus did collectively. Oh, you're still here? Hallelujah. So He needs us here in the earth. So we need to understand that. If you are going to get to the place that God has taken you, you're going to have to continue to develop your faith. That's a continuous thing every day. Every day. Hallelujah. James chapter 4, verse 7 tells us to draw near to God, and he will draw near to us. Folks, this is the time to get close to God. I said, this is the time to get close to God. This is the time to draw near to God. This is the time to open your Bible. This is the time to pray. This is the time to spend time with him. Glory to God. Amen. And our faith must grow continually. Amen? Now, there's much more I can say to you there, but I'm going to move on. The third thing he said is, I will make a road in the wilderness. I will make a road in the wilderness. Let me read it to you again. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness, and listen to this, and rivers in the desert. I was facing a situation one time, this has been years ago, and I've shared this with some of you. I was facing a situation, and I just didn't see no way out of it. I didn't know what to do. Anybody ever been there where you just plain don't know what to do? You know you love God and you spent time in his word and you've been faithful to him, but you got this thing ahead of you and you just don't know what to do with it. You don't know what the next move that you need to make. And I remember I was in my bedroom and I was praying. I was praying in English. I was praying in other tongues. And I was listening. Praying and listening. And just waiting before the Lord. And as I was sitting there, I had a vision. And it was, the vision I had was like a steel frame. In other words, there's absolutely no movement. No movement. But you might say it this way. I saw a picture. And in this picture was a cinder block wall. Y'all know what a cinder block wall is. Just a wall. I saw myself on one side of that wall. And then I looked at the wall and I saw a hole. And it was almost like the wall had been hit with a hammer, a big hammer or something, and block was flying everywhere. Pieces of block, you know, just kind of picture it in your mind. Pieces of block was just flying everywhere. But understand, this was a steel picture. How many of you used to read the comic section in the newspaper or buy comic books, especially if you're my age? Raise your hand. And thank you all for being honest. I used to buy comic books all the time and read about superheroes and, you know, and you see all these steel pictures, you know, where, you know, they would punch a wall or something, and you see maybe the bricks flying or something, but they would all be still. But you know what happened. That's what I saw. So I saw me. I saw the hole. And then I saw pieces of brick just suspended because it was a steel picture. Then I looked on the other side of that wall, and I saw Jesus. I saw Jesus. Jesus, in my vision that I saw, Jesus had punched a hole in that wall and motioned for me to come on through. And then everything disappeared. Very shortly after that, things changed in my life. Things changed. I got answers. I got the answers that I was looking for. Listen, folks, we can never quit. We can never give up. Amen. Amen. God will make roads in the wilderness. When it seems like there's no way out, you may be somewhere that you don't know how to get through it, but God knows how to build you a road. Hallelujah. Maybe you're at a place where you need to get across, but all that's in front of you is water. God knows how to part the water, or he knows how to send you a boat. Hallelujah. Are you still here? You don't have to raise your hand, but if you right now where I was at that time, you standing behind a wall and you don't know how to get to the other side of it, give it to Jesus. Don't you quit. Don't you decide to do things your way, but you trust him. And I want to tell you, I'm a living witness, there will be a way out for you. There'll be a way out. I learned a long time ago, folks. I learned a long time ago. Listen to me. Nothing, absolute. Everybody say nothing.
Nothing.
Say it again.
Nothing.
Let me tell you this. Nothing, absolutely nothing, catches God by surprise. Amen. Let me say it this way. Nothing. Absolutely nothing catches God without an answer. As a matter of fact, let me say it this way. God knew it was going to happen before it happened. God knew you'd be facing whatever it is you're facing before you was ever born. And God already had your answer. On your birthday. Actually, before you were born. Oh, what a God we serve. Oh, sometimes, you know, we can pull our hair out. Not me, but some people can pull their hair out, trying to figure out what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? God's got your answer. Brother Tony touched on it Wednesday night. Man, I tell you what, if you're talking about grabbing hold of the horns of the altar, whatever you need to do, but you stay with God until you get it. You pray in other tongues. You bless the name of the Lord. And I'm telling you, God's coming through for you. Amen. But what happened, too many times we quit. We give up. And whatever you do, y'all listening to me? Whatever you do, don't get mad. Don't get mad at God, get mad at the world and say, I am done. You don't even have to raise your hand, but I know some of you right in here now, because I know human nature have been tempted to do that. Just get frustrated at God, get frustrated at folks around you, and you just frustrated. But Pastor, what do I do when I get frustrated? Well, whatever you do, don't go slap somebody. Wrong move. Well, what do I do? Just get with God. Oh, baby, I sang kebaso kobabas. And start blessing God. Blessing God. Blessing God. If you need to, get you some anointed music or anointed songs and just let them minister to your spirit. See, I do that a lot, a good bit. You know, I don't want none of that doubt and unbelief stuff. But I'm talking about some anointed songs, songs that God has anointed that's built on the word of God. And I just, sometime I listen to it and even doze off to sleep. And then when you wake up, you still hear the word of God being ministered to you in song. I tell you what, you can't be whipped. You can't be defeated unless you give up. You may be staring at a cinder block wall, but I'm here to tell you Jesus is on the other side. That was my case. He was letting me know, yes, this situation you're dealing with is like a brick wall or a cinder block wall. You can't get on the other side of it, but I can get you over here who I am. I can get you right back in my wheel. Hallelujah. Bible tells us we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We too ready to fight each other and blame each other for our circumstances. No. You get with God. And you'll look back and there'll be a hole behind you where you came through. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all still here? Real quick, let me read this to you. Just flip over to Isaiah chapter 45. Let this build your faith, strengthen your faith. Isaiah chapter 45, Word of God says, I will go before you. This is verse 2. I will go before you and make what? The crooked places straight. Oh, you ready for this one? I will break what? In pieces the gates of bronze. Or in my case, a cinder block wall. And cut the bars of iron. Are you ready for verse 3? I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places, that you may know that I am the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. He is, let me tell you something. Can I let you in on something? You want me to tell you who God is? God is the God of Abraham. Can I get an amen? Amen. God is the God of Isaac. Can I get an amen? God is the God of Jacob. Can I get an amen? And God is the God of James. Can I get another amen? Now, guess what? You can put your name there. Hallelujah. I like to say that. God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and James. As a matter of fact, technically Jacob means James. Y'all do your own research. Hallelujah. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Hebrew definition for James is Jacob. It's somewhere. Y'all search it out. Come back to me if I'm wrong. I'm not, but you can go ahead. Hallelujah. Now, I want to take you one more place, and then I'm done. Go to Psalm 46. Are you moving on?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Psalm 46. And I want, listen, let me tell you something. If you're going to move on, you must be at a place of rest. You've got to rest in the Lord. And I ministered on that a while back. But you got to learn to rest in God. God is, this is 46 verse 1, God is our refuge and strength. And what else? See, you know, I'm so glad that, I mean, it could have just said God is our refuge and strength, help in trouble. I mean, that's still true. But I like what it says, a very present. Yeah. Somebody said now. Absolutely. He's now help. He's a very present help in time of trouble or in trouble. Verse 2. Therefore, we will not fear. Well, if you're not fearing, you're in faith and you're resting. Am I right? Now listen to this, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Somebody say Selah. Now, I want you to look at something. Doesn't matter what's going on around you, you got to always know that God is a very present help in trouble. I got one more verse I want to read to you, and we are going to quit. Are you ready for the next verse?
Yeah.
Drop down to verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still. And know that he is God, who is a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. Why don't you lift your hands to God and tell him that? Release your faith and say, Father, I thank you that you are with me and you are my very present help in my time of trouble. Go ahead and tell him that. You know, I don't mind you talking to the Lord, and you can talk to the Lord in this church. Yes, you can. Yes. Yes, hallelujah. I said, yes, hallelujah.